So we're continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yodzayin, Chapter 3, Mishnah 17. The Mishnah says as follows: Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah said as follows: Im ein Torah ein derech eretz. If there's no Torah, there's no derech eretz. So we'll discuss exactly what derech eretz means in a little bit. Im ein derech eretz ein Torah. There's no derech eretz, there's no Torah. Im ein chachma ein yira. If there is no wisdom, there's no fear. Im ein yira ein chachma. If there's no fear, there's no wisdom. Im ein Bina ein da'as. If there is no knowledge, there is no understanding. Emein da'as, if there is no understanding, ein bina, there is no knowledge. Emein kerach in Torah, if there is no flower, there is no Torah. Vim ein Torah in kemach, if there is no Torah, there is no flower. Hu ayo omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to say, kol shechach masum merubah mimaisov, any person whose wisdom exceeds his actions, greater than his actions, lamahu doma, to what can it be compared to? Li'ilon sha'anof of merubin v'sharasha mu'atin, like a tree that has many leaves but very few roots. Va'ruach ba'av va'okroso, and the wind could come because it has such few roots. The wind could come and easily overturn the tree. Va'ofachto apanof shenemar v'haya ke'arar ba'arava v'lo yira ki yavo tov v'shachin charedim amidbar eretz malecha v'lo seishev. Aval kol shema'as amirub mechachmas olamah doma, but anyone whose actions exceed his wisdom, to what could he be compared? Li'ilan sha'anofav mu'atin v'sharasha merubin, like a tree that has many leaves, that has few leaves and many roots. Sha'afilu kolarucho sheba'olam ba'oz v'no shvoz bo. Because such a tree, because since it has such a strong root system, even if all of the winds in the world come and try to blow it over, ein mazizin osam imkomo, they cannot move it from its place. Shene'emar, v'haya ke'itz shasul al-mayim, v'al yuva yishalach sharasha v'lo yira ki yavo chom, v'haya aleu ra'anon, u'bishnas batzores lo yidag, v'lo yamis me'asos peri. So a lot to unpack here in this Mishnah. So let's go through each of these pieces, beginning the Mishnah line by line. So first thing Rabbi Elazar says is imein Torah imein ein derech eretz. If there's no Torah, there's no derech eretz. What's derech eretz? Sireis kilomar mi she'ini yodea Torah ino sholim b'midos shal derech eretz. See here, the Rabbeinu understands that derech eretz literally means proper character traits, proper midos. If you don't have Torah, you don't have derech eretz. This is an interesting idea, because what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying is, what is it that shapes, you know, our sensitivities? What is it that shapes our midos? How do we know what's right and what's wrong? And of course, the answer has to be Torah. Because if man is left to his own devices, man could come up with all different kinds of things that he thinks are good, but in reality are not good. Therefore, Elazar ben Azariah says, if you don't have Torah, you can't have proper midos. Because what tells you what midos? What informs the midos you acquire, cultivate for yourself? It has to be Torah. So if there's no Torah, there's no midos. I mean, derech eretz ain't Torah. Conversely, however, the opposite is true as well. If a person doesn't have just a fundamental basic framework of midos tovos, of proper behaviors, proper character traits, then ultimately, again, they have no ability to acquire Torah. I mean, chachma in yira. If there is no wisdom, there is no fear. If there's no wisdom, there's no fear. So he says, ki ein yireya shlomo, shlomo b'lo chachma. Lefishi mechazekes osu meir lenachuso b'derech hayashar. So remember again, if there's no wisdom, Yira Shamai means a fear, a reverence of heaven, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't have a fear, you can't have a reverence if you don't have some level of wisdom as to what it is that you are revering. On the flip side, Emein Yira in Chachma. If a person isn't grounded in a sense of reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wisdom sometimes could go ahead and morph into a sense of arrogance. Emein Das in Bina. If there's no knowledge, there's no understanding. So this is actually very interesting. So you hear the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, he says, Shalosh mochos heim. There are three different levels of wisdom. V'nechlokim l'shosh adavam. Chachma, l'svuna, u'ladas. Three levels of wisdom. Chachma, tvuna, and das. Chachma, mashal me'achem. So chachma refers to wisdom that you acquire through learning from others. Tvuna, moti darmi tok tarbedinyon. Tvuna is the ability to analyze. Analysis. You have a piece of knowledge, and then with you're able to intuit something else as a result of that knowledge. V'das himashemasik midaito. Das refers to those things ultimately again which you innately understand. So therefore he says, "Ein das, ein bina." If a person doesn't have some basic level of just common sense, then ultimately, again, he's unable to analyze. I mean, bina, ein das. On the other hand, if a person is not able to analyze and really take knowledge that they have and apply it to other situations, then ultimately, again, that erodes even their fundamental level of das, fundamental understanding. Imein kamach in Torah. So this is very important. If a person doesn't have a parnasa, Rabbi Yonos, a person doesn't have a livelihood, so it's impossible to have Torah, meaning the ability to cultivate a spiritual identity is fundamentally predicated on the knowledge that my material needs are met. If I don't have what I need to eat, if I can't pay my bills, if I know that I'm in financial distress, most times, for most of us, I will be unable to focus on spiritual matters. However, on the flip side, I'm in Torah and Kemach. Without spirituality, there's no materialism, or there's no parnasa, there's no wealth, there's no livelihood. Now, what does this mean? It doesn't mean that if you don't have Torah, you can't make money. You can still make plenty of money even if you don't have Torah. But the idea is, you don't really know what to do with your wealth if you're not grounded in Torah. Torah, spirituality, Avodas Hashem teaches me what to do with my wealth. Furthermore, again, the Rabbi Yonah goes on, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari also used to say, Kol shechach masal merubim imaisav. If a person has more wisdom than actions, what does he compare to? A tree with a lot of leaves and very few roots. This is actually a very, very profound idea, that a person has a lot of knowledge, but they don't do anything with that knowledge. So they look like a beautiful tree. The tree has a lot of leaves, looks so robust, so beautiful, only one problem. Without ultimately, again, actions are the roots. Actions are what ground you. So a person who has a lot of wisdom, looks so robust, looks so beautiful, looks so wonderful, but at the end of the day, they're not grounded because they're not translating that knowledge into anything actional. That becomes like a tree that could be easily flipped over. On the flip side, someone whose actions exceed his wisdom. So this is a person who is actionally focused. Whatever I do, I put into action and I try to always accomplish even more than what I know. So the mice again, under that circumstance, that's like a person who may look a little shvach, right? The leaves might not be as robust. They don't look as smart. But Lamaisa, the roots are so strong to hold them in place. Beautiful. So that's the end of the Rabbi Yonah's interpretation of Mishnah Yud Zayin. So in Mishnah Yud Ches, Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma says, Kinin upischei nida, hein hein gufei halachos. So Kinin are the halachos of bird pairs. So remember again, this refers to the karbanos that a woman brings after childbirth. And upischei nida refers to the intricacies of Hilchos Nida. Right? The laws of a woman who becomes a nida, who menstruates. So Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma says, these bodies of law, these are the essential bodies of halacha. Conversely, tkufos, ugematrios, parparos lechachma. But things like astronomy, gematrios, these are the ancillaries to wisdom. So I think on a very basic level over here, Rabbi Yonah explains, but he doesn't necessarily give the deeper understanding over here. I think what Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma is trying to say is as follows. The common denominator between kinin and pischei nida is they both refer to ultimately family life. They refer to having children. They refer to a harmony in a marriage. So the ability, right, hilchos nida, it regulates the relationship between a husband and wife. And the ultimate goal of hilchos nida is that a couple shares more than just a physical intimate relationship, but that there is an emotional, an intellectual connection as well. Kinin refers to the building of family. These are gufei halachas. What does a person need in order to be successful in this world? What do they need? You need a solid marriage and you need solid family life. If you have those two things, then in Meretz Hashem, you have all the tools you need in order to be successful. Are there other bodies of knowledge which are interesting? Sure. Everybody likes good astronomy. Everybody likes some good gematrias. But Lamaisa, those are not the Ikarim. They're important, they're very good, and they contribute a lot. But ultimately, again, they're parparos. They're secondary pieces of Chachma. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma closing out the parak, teaching us that really what we need to strive for is to have a solidification and a bolstering of our marriages, of our family life. Because if we create that framework for ourselves, there is no telling what we could accomplish. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkayach, everyone.